Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan, a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, Being Rich in God's Sight.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. The person in the crowd called out to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to divide with me the property our father left us. Jesus answered, My friend, who gave me the right to judge or to divide the property between you two? And then he went on to say, Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be. Then he told them this parable. There was once a rich man who had land which bore good crops. He began to think to himself, I haven't anywhere to keep all my crops. What can I do? This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones, where I will store the grain and all my other goods. Then I will say to myself, Lucky one, you have all the good things you need for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. God said to him, You fool. This very night, you will have to give up your life. Then, who will get all these things you have kept for yourself? And Jesus concluded, This is how it is with those who pile up riches for themselves, and yet are not rich in God's sight. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other day we heard from Mark's Gospel about the rich young man who, full of enthusiasm, approached Jesus wanting to know what he needed to do to be sure of eternal life. And we remember how Jesus looked lovingly at him, telling him he needed to sell what he possessed and give the money to the poor. Now the tragedy of that story was that the young man could not let go of his possessions. So, as far as we know, nothing changed for him. In today's Gospel from Luke, we have a very similar theme. Another rich person approaches Jesus, asking him, Jesus, to tell his brother to divide the father's property so he can possess more wealth. The response from Jesus is again to challenge and encourage an attitude of guarding against greed. Your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be. Life is about being rich in God's sight. Jesus admonishes us and all of us, as he did the rich man in today's reading, to take care and to guard against greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. And he could have added, one's life does not consist of power and prestige. As we agonize over the scandal that is happening in our church today, we need to be aware of root causes. Power, prestige, positions, all leading to forms of greed. Give me, I need, I want, more and more and more, becoming a millstone around our necks. Jesus longs to free us all of what holds us bound. The other day I was sitting with a couple of friends as we pondered this gospel warning of greed, and together we agreed about the importance of awareness. One friend mentioned having been in religious life, and she said it wasn't until she left that she became aware of just how much power and prestige she had. Yes, possibly most of us tuned into this reflection today are people of power, possessions, and prestige. However, being aware of this, we can use these gifts for good. Being unaware, the danger is we can silence others and miss the gaze of Jesus as he invites us to let go and follow him. Well do I remember the first time I was engaged in a structural analysis workshop, and the presenter asked us to think about the power we had. I remember how naive I must have been in thinking, I did not come into that category. Oh yes, I know better now. I have always had possessions, power, and prestige. The grace of today is that I know this is true, which makes the letting go a little easier. So let us pray to our new saint, Oscar Romero, who let go of everything in his life once he was converted by seeing the plight of the real poor. In the letting go, he could see the gaze of Jesus calling him to a deeper letting go. And as he became poor, he became so rich in God's sight. Amen. Thank you.